which was now dug as a private enterprise by the then governor. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I could see that this would be the case was that he would have inherited, or his wife would have inherited shares in it, you see. Mm-hmm. Why on earth would a man coming from Bordeaux be the director of the Carondelet Canal? Mm-hmm. So that seems to clinch the story, which I had heard from one of the less prudish great aunts. Some of it's you
hard
know
to
the,
get that kind the, of thing from family.
They knew all the my wife's family run the gamut, you might say. The old lady is from the Rabelaisian to the totally prissy.
Mm-hmm. Would you draw me a sketch, a floor plan of the house where you grew up, and label the rooms and tell me about them as you're going?
Well, this is, I lived here till I was 12 years old.
And where was that house located?
On Johnson Street, one block off Esplanade, 1444.
Do you know when it was built?
Shortly after the Civil War.
It doesn't have to be precise by any means.
I have fairly accurate memory.
Is the house still standing?
It's been much changed.
Maybe a little later, the phrase would be
that's can you tell me about it as you're drawing?
All right. We had, as you entered the house, there was a very small lobby, so to speak, double doors, and then you entered a hall, and the hall had mirrored seat where you could put overshoes and things of that kind, and umbrellas, and coat rack also, coat and hat rack. And on your left, on your right then, was what we called the parlor, which was overstuffed with God knows how many large pieces of furniture and vases and statuary. And I remember vividly, for example, that there was a Discobolus and a Mercury, both on marble revolving pedestals, and when people came to call that I didn't like, I, at the age of 4 or 5, I used to turn the rears of these nude figures towards the sofa where I thought they'd be seated. There was an arch rather than a door connecting this with what might have been a second parlor, but since my grandfather and my father both had many books, we called it the library.
Was the parlor used only for company or did family use it?
Well, it was used more than most people because my mother's grand piano was there. So she was often there, and therefore so was I. Then behind the library were two bedrooms in a row, and at the end of the hall there was an octagon with the dining room. There was a bath that gave off the hall that was constructed in my law when I was a child because of the need for more than one bath. It was an afterthought. And giving off the dining room was a long, narrow porch. I guess we called it the gallery rather than the porch, actually. There was a pantry off that, and at the other end were the kitchen and the ironing room, as we called it.
A gallery and porch, the same thing.
Yes, gallery is much more common than porch in Old New Orleans.
If one were on a second floor, would it still be a gallery?
Now, in French, you might very well say balcon rather than galerie, in New Orleans French.